This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The International Monetary Fund says a $4.8 billion loan for Egypt is on hold. The IMF cited unfolding developments on the ground. It was going to approve the loan this month. Now it looks like January at the earliest. The IMF had warned that the loan could be jeopardized if there were any policy shifts in Egypt that might make it more difficult for the government to trim its budget deficit. BBC correspondent John Line is in Cairo, and he's with me now. Hello, John.
Yes, hello.
So what's your understanding, John, of the reason for the delay?
Well, it's the Egyptian government that's asked the IMF to postpone their request for a loan, a $4.8 billion loan to Egypt. They said it wasn't the right time. I think the simple fact is quite clear that for Egypt to get that loan, the government is going to have to do some matters to tighten up the finances. For example, we did hear today that some tax raises were just postponed. We don't know if that's related to this. But I think it was really the fear from the Egyptian government that the conditions of the loan would be for Egypt to reduce subsidies and put up taxes. In other words, to balance the books, and that all those things would be very dangerous things to do at a time when you've got a lot of people out on the streets against you already.
If this loan, some $4.8 billion, I guess, is delayed for a month or put off even longer, what could be the economic consequences for Egypt?
The worst thing that could happen would be is if the IMF explicitly rejected giving a loan to Egypt. As it is, a lot of other international lenders, a lot of people with their money in Egypt are waiting to see this. And I think there will be fears that the currency, the Egyptian pound, could go down. I haven't seen if there's been any immediate reaction, but the currency in the markets will obviously see this as a sign of uncertainty. And particularly, that would be very worrying for Egypt. This country is heavily dependent on imports of food and fuel. And so any collapse in the currency could have very bad results indeed.
And could there be political consequences of this decision within Egypt?
Well, I'd put it the other way around, really. It is the result of political factors. We're in a kind of a chain of events here that Egypt needs to get a constitution as a precursor to getting a parliament. And then once there's a new parliament, they can obviously, or they will have had elections, then they can start taking some tough decisions. You know, nobody puts taxes up the week before an election, for example, anywhere in the world. So really, Egyptian politics, like the whole country, really, are in gridlock at the moment.
John Line is the BBC's correspondent in Cairo. Thank you so much, John.
My pleasure.